Good morning, America. This is the Katz Roundtable, and this is John Katzimatidis. And it's Sunday morning, and there's all sorts of things happening in Washington. The tax policies, who's on first, who's on second, and what's happening, and what's going on with the markets. And with us this morning is one of the smartest guys I know in the markets and tax policies, is Larry Kudlow. Good morning, Larry Kudlow. How are you this morning?
Good morning, John. Thank you. Appreciate it.
What's going on in the tax policies? One day it's this, one day it's that. Do you have a handle of what they think they want to do?
Well, listen, Trump's announcement on Wednesday with his new tax reform plan, I thought was terrific. Okay, and I'd like to see him, you know, get out there himself and sell it. But basically what Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin announced was they're going with the campaign tax cut plan that Steve Moore and I and Stephen Mnuchin and Stephen Miller and others worked on for many, many months to slash business tax rates. I can't think of anything better for business, better for wage earners, better for economic growth than Trump's 15% tax cut plan. I just think it's terrific. There's, you know, individual cuts, larger standard deductions, middle-income wage earners are going to be the biggest beneficiaries. It's great for stocks, John. It's going to be good for corporate profits. You're going to bring a lot of money home from overseas. I think it's a home run. I know there was, you know, disputes about it, and there were contradictory statements made in recent weeks, but we won. And I think this is a terrific victory for the president. He set a marker on tax reform and economic growth. I think it's just plus, plus, plus.
Do you think Paul Ryan and Congress finally have everybody all together?
No, I don't. I think you're going to see, you know, continuous, I won't use the word struggles, John. There's going to be a lot of back and forth. I'd say they probably agree. Let's take taxes for the moment. On the tax reform, there's probably 80% agreement. The last 20% is going to take a while. I don't like to get caught up in this scorecard nonsense. I mean, I think these tax cuts will grow the economy and pay for themselves over time. That's what the president is saying. That's what Mnuchin is saying. I think Paul Ryan doesn't agree with that, and I think he needs to rethink his views there. But I think this and health care will come together, okay? I think there will be agreement. You know, the first 100 days is just a couple of months, right? We got a whole year left, three quarters of a year left. I think there will be a lot of agreement on these issues. And I think Trump's going to turn out to be a big winner. And I think the country's going to turn out to be a big winner. And I think the GOP House and Senate will show people that they can, in fact, govern.
Up to this point, Larry, I was at a board meeting the other morning, and they asked me about the first 100 days of Trump, and I said, the thing we definitely have optimism, and that's so important because we needed something.
I agree. You know, your optimism point, look, these consumer and business confidence surveys, okay, they're called soft data, but they've been pretty consistent the last couple of months after the election was over, and they're showing a big increase. And in fact, we're seeing some signs, some early signs of perhaps stronger business investment, which has been completely lacking in the last, 10 or 12 years. And that may have something to do with Trump's rolling back regulations, you know, lowering taxes on business. I think the war on business under the Obama years is over. I think that's part of the Trump story. And, yeah, I think people are feeling more optimistic. You've been saying this for a while. You can't get too caught up in the minutia down there. I prefer the 10 or 20,000 foot view. And what I'm seeing, I was down in Washington Tuesday and Wednesday, all day, both days. Steve Moore and I, we saw everybody, House breakfast, Senate lunch, a lot of time in the West Wing and so forth. I just think that things are moving in the right direction. So I share your optimism.
Let's talk about the markets. The markets have been relatively flat. And interest rates, after the last Fed rise, the T-bill went down. What's your gut feeling? What's going on? Any more increases during the middle part of the year?
Yeah, I think the Fed is going to raise rates very cautiously, but I think they're going to have a couple more, probably two more rate hikes. That would be my best guess at the moment. So you're at 0.75% to 1%. So that will probably go up to 1.5%. The Treasury bill rate is about 80 basis points. That's where the Fed wants it. What's interesting here, long-term rates have dropped. The 10-year Treasury, as you probably know, has dropped from about 265 to about 225, 230. That, to me, suggests there's really not inflation. There's not much inflation in the system. And as yet, there's not a lot of new growth in the system. We had GDP report out Friday. It was a low number. First quarters always come in low. But the four-quarter change, smoothing it out, you're at 1.9%, call it 2%. You know, that hasn't changed in several years. So right now, bond rates are probably in a range. I like the stock market, John. I like the market. Now, you're right. It's sort of treading water recently. It had a big, big, big upturn after the election. But when I look at economic policy moving in the right direction with tax cuts, and by the way, much less worries about trade. President Trump has not been the across-the-board protectionist. You know, we've not withdrawn from NAFTA. We're not fighting a trade war with China. So that worries the market. The market worries about profits and how taxes impact profits. I kind of like the story, all right? I'm watching it. Profits are the mother's milk of stocks. I would not be a seller, John. I would not be a seller. And if you had another dip, which we really haven't had, I'd probably be a buyer.
Any particular industries you like? You think banking will have a resurgence?
I like banking. I like industry, manufacturing, airplanes, transportation. I like the technology sector. I like stuff that's associated with better growth, because I think that Trump economic policy is going to generate better growth. You know, 3% growth or more is coming. That's my view. So with respect to the stock market, you know, I would buy the S&P index or I'd buy the ETF. But if you want specific industries, yes, I agree with you about banks. But I like industrials. I sort of like commodities, Mensa. Probably energy could be a buy in some spots. You know more about that than I do. I don't think oil prices are going to explode up or gas prices, probably in a range. I really like technology. I think the breakthrough stuff is coming. I like medical technology. I think the breakthrough stuff is coming. I think this is going to be a good era for entrepreneurs, new business startups, stuff we haven't seen much in recent years. I'm looking for recovery there. So stuff associated with better growth. That's what I'm looking for.
Larry Kudlow, anything more you want to tell the American public this morning?
No, I'm in a good mood, John, because my buddy Steve Moore and I won the tax argument.
Wow, that's great.
And, you know, in life, you win a few, you lose a few. And right now, it looks like we got a W. But it's a good W because, you know, again, to end where I started, I think Trump's tax announcement really put a line across the sand, really drew a marker. He's a growth guy, John. He's a business guy, and he's going to help jobs and wages. And I just think that's just what the doctor ordered.
Well, God bless. Thank you for being with us this Sunday morning, and we'll catch up with you real soon.
Wonderful, John. Thanks ever so much.
This is the Cats Roundtable. We'll be back after these messages.